My beloved brother and sister, my love and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. Now you are entering into the great spiritual gifting zone. The Holy Spirit is here right now. You believe the Holy Spirit is touching your life at present. Now, we are going to pray for a moment. Close your eyes. Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, maker of the heavens and earth, how you have sent the gift of the tongues upon the 120 people when they were seated in oneness of the mind and one accord on the day of the Pentecost. Same way, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, upon my beloved brother and the sister, pour out right now this gift of the tongues upon them in the name of Jesus. Receive right now the gift of the tongue. In the name of Jesus, I bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. My beloved people of God, this gift of tongue talks in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. I want to tell you why God wants to give this gift of the tongue in our life. What is the purpose? You have to understand, God from the beginning, He wants to communicate in the same language with His people. That's why, you know, in the beginning, Adam and Eve, Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. God Almighty came in the cool of the day, started talking with them. God always wants to talk with His chosen people. Today, when God gives you this gift of the tongue, and God wants to communicate with you through this gift. Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. Enoch walked and talked with God. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. Noah walked and talked with God. James chapter 2, verse 23. Abraham walked and talked with God, called as the friend of God. Exodus chapter 33, verse 11. Numbers chapter 7, verse 89. And book of Numbers chapter 12, verse 8. God talked and walked with Moses as a friend. Book of Acts chapter 13, verse 22. King David's heart is after the heart of God, done all the will of God. So why this gift God is giving? What is the need? What the fruit we need? Love and joy, I told you. Love for the people. God have the love for the people. Deuteronomy 33:3. When you have the love for the people, God will speak to you. You will communicate with God. Isaiah 28 verse 11. Like a stammering lips, God wants to speak with His own people. Thank God. So this day, I want to tell you different kinds of the tongues. Man's tongue. What is this man's tongue? Psalm 52 verse 2 is described as a sharp razor. Means mischief. People talk mischief. So that tongue is called sharp razor. Psalm 57 verse 4. A sharp sword among the lions. Psalm 140 verse 3. Man's tongue is described as a serpent tongue. Means it is a evil man's tongue. Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 8. Man's tongue is described as an arrow shot out. Means it is a deceitful tongue. James chapter 3 verse 6. Tongue is described as a fire, a world of iniquity. When you are the iniquity, you talk like a unwanted fire to make the people's life ashes. James chapter 3 verse 8. Man's tongue is described as unruly evil, full of deadly poison. That's why man's tongue is a different way. Why God want to give us this tongue? James chapter 3 verse 10. It is a sign of perfect man. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. You know, book of 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 24. Elisha the prophet, when he sent a curse, two bears come out of the bush and mauled and killed 42 children. The same thing, the tongue used for the good also by the Elisha. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 10 and 14. When the Naaman came with the leprosy, by his word, when he given the instruction, that man got healed. That's why, my beloved people of God, tongue is most important. Don't try to curse somebody. Don't try to talk evil about somebody. That's what Jesus Christ said. Matthew chapter 5 verse 44. Romans chapter 12 verse 14. Don't curse, only bless the people. That's why God want to give you beautiful tongue this morning. Amen. God bless you, my dear precious people of God. Have the good tongue of good God. Why? How our tongue is talking, how you can be able to know what the tongue is talking is truth. The Bible says, Luke chapter 6 verse 45, Matthew chapter 12 verse 34, abundance of the heart mouth speak. You know, sometimes people talk evil about you or joke about you vulgarly and rude. And afterwards, when you feel offended, immediately they will change and they will say, no, no, just for fun I said it. Don't believe them. Already in their heart, they have some evil, it is hidden. That's why the moment the word come out of their mouth, you must be able to grasp it. Their tongue is not good. So that's why God wants us to have the good tongue power. Because the Jesus Christ said, John chapter 6 verse 63, my words are life and spirit. You know, there are so many others in this world. They all wrote, they put in the book form, but there is no life and no spirit. But in your Bible, there is a life and spirit. Same way, when God give you power on your tongue, I'm telling you, you are able to release the life. You are able to release the spirit. And that way, you will be a blessing in the kingdom of God. That's why God wants to bless you, my dear beloved people of God. God Jesus Christ said, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, and man's heart, all the evil proceed. In Mark chapter 7, verse 21. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, God said, man's heart is like a stone. When there is a evil, when there is a stoniness, when all the matter of the evil coming out of your heart, your tongue can never be able to speak good. That's why, before you get the power of your tongue, I want to tell you, your heart must change. Tongue means what many times we think. Tongue means only speaking in an unknown language alone. I want to tell you, my beloved people of God, your tongue must get the power. Then instantaneously, God can be able to perform the things through the word which your tongue is speaking. That's why I encourage you to develop the great power through your tongue. That's why Jesus Christ said, when our heart changes, we will become clean people for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there should not be any iniquity or imaginative things in our heart. Genesis chapter 8 verse 21, Genesis chapter 6 verse 5. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 15 verse 3, you are clean because of the word. Your word must be the word of the Jesus Christ, as per 1 Peter 4 11. 2 Corinthians 5 17, when you believe the Jesus Christ, there is going to be the transformation in your life. So we all must be transformed. We all must speak like Jesus Christ in our life. So, when your tongue is transformed, when you get the power and the gift of the tongue from the God, your tongue is getting transformed. Then what is happening? Psalm 39, verse 3, and that tongue will bring the supplications to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you look unto the glory of God, your tongue started talking the language of the God. And also, the tongue, when it changes, and in your work also, there is a change you can be able to see. Psalm 35, verse 28, you speak the righteousness. You speak the good things, praiseworthy things. Because when you receive the gift of the tongues, you can see change in your work and attitude. Psalm 119, verse 172, you speak His word alone. 1 Peter 4, 11 also same. So that is the change in your work pattern, change in your talk pattern, change in your heart pattern, change in your transformation in your whole personality. Psalm 119, verse 43, you will speak the words of the truth when you get the gift of the tongue. And that truth will abide in you and abide in others. Similarly, when you get the gift of tongue, Psalm 40, verse 3, you get a new song. And Jesus Christ said, when you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, when you receive the power, Mark chapter 16, verse 17, you get the new tongue. My beloved people of God, all the apostles, when they waited on the day of the Pentecost in one accord, the Bible says, Acts chapter 1, verse 14, Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, and verse 11, and Holy Spirit given them gift of the tongues. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, burning of the Spirit of the Lord, bring in your life the greatest power upon your tongue. That's why this, when you receive the gift of the tongue, it also changes you in power. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6, you will speak the wisdom among the people, my dear beloved people of God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 28 and 29, as the Jesus Christ was able to do the great work, great ministry, and great good conduct, same way, great authority you are able to exercise when you receive this gift of the tongue. I encourage you, my dear beloved people of God, there is a change in our power mode whenever you receive the gift of the tongue. I encourage you to receive that gift. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2. King David says, Spirit of the Lord spoke by me His word in my tongue. Allow that Spirit of the Lord alone can be able to bring that great gifting and great power unto your tongue. I encourage you, my beloved people of God. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. John chapter 3, verse 34. John chapter 3, verse 34. You know, Jesus Christ received the anointing without the measure. The Bible says, for He spoke very word of God. Unless you receive the anointing without measure, you can't speak very word. If you want to speak very word, you require the gift of the tongue in your life. Luke chapter 4, verse 22. Jesus Christ spoke the words of the grace because He got the Spirit of the grace as per Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. I encourage you, my beloved people of God, that change in power when you receive the gift of tongue. And also, God give you authority in your tongue. Isaiah 54, 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you, you are able to condemn on the day of the judgment because you are getting more power in your tongue than the enemy's tongue. So, the sign of the transformed tongue, what is the various benefits we get it? Proverbs chapter 10, verse 20, the sign of the transformed tongue is the choicest silver. Silver resembles redemption and deliverance and salvation. So, when you have that gift of the tongue, when you go and preach with the power, the people will be saved and converted. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18, this is the medicine that promotes the health. When you got the power of the tongue, gift of the tongue in your life, what happens? You speak very soothing words to the people. You don't tell to the sinner, hey, you are sinning and you go to hell. Sinner don't require the vision of the hell, my beloved. Sinner require the vision of the cross. Your tongue can be able to bring the comfort unto the people. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. The Bible says, it is a tree of life. You know, when you speak, it creates the life in the people. Otherwise, people will get bored. When you are preaching, people will sleep or people will go to the restrooms in the middle because your preaching is so boring. That's why I encourage you, receive the gift of the tongue. Speak as the Lord Jesus Christ spoke, a tree of life. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 15. The Bible says this, when God give you a transformed tongue, it is sweet enough even to break the bones. Means you speak very smoothly. You know, Isaiah 42, it talks about Jesus Christ has not shouted in the streets. He has not broken even the reed. Means even in the one grass piece. But still his words are such a powerful. I encourage you, receive that gift right now. That tongue, transformed tongue, you have it. And God will give you right now. Believe it right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What is the purpose of this tongue? The Bible says, Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11, yeah, the child is prattling. You know, the children, just like that, they won't speak the full word. They say, ba, 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 ma, 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 amma, like that, one word will come, like a prattling. Same way, when you receive the gift of tongue, you may get only one word for a season, but as the years goes by, you will get the clarity, different way, different tongues you will speak it. Some people will say, there is no tongue. And they say, apostolic time, all the people were able to understand this is their language. I'm telling you, in this world now, you have more than 4,000 languages. And some have the scripture, some don't have the scripture, oral languages. And if you bring all the 4,000 tribes of the people, and if you stand before me, when I speak the tongue, at least one tribe will understand what the language I am talking. So it is not understandable to the people. That's why we should not argue on that point. Because like a child prattles, God said, but like a stammering lip, people talks. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 22. Book of Acts chapter 2, verse 12. It is the sign of the kingdom of God. Jude, verse 20 and 21. This purpose of the tongue is it brings the edification unto the lives of the people. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. Whosoever speaking in the tongue is not speaking with men, but he is speaking with God. Right now, speak to your God, Jesus Christ. He will reveal you great things. That's what Jeremiah 33:3, Jonah chapter 2, verse 2, Psalm 50, verse 15, and Isaiah 58, verse 9. Call upon his name. He will say right now, lo, I am here, my beloved. Oh, don't ignore this tongue, beautiful tongue. Daniel chapter 10, verse 13. And this is the prayer language. No one can understand. Oh, nobody try to stop it and nobody try to oppose these tongues. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. The Holy Spirit, when it groan in you and intercede, no man can be able to understand it. My beloved people of God, hallelujah. Our total personality get integrated, one with the Lord Jesus Christ and Jehovah God and Holy Spirit. All our hurts, all our sorrows, all our pains, when you speak in the tongues in personal, and it all can be totally delivered in your life, totally can be healed, my brother and my sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, you have to understand, how does these new tongues or unknown tongues were originated? This is possible. My dear beloved people of God, God's kingdom is not a matter of eating and drinking. It is a matter of joy, righteousness, and peace in Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. 1 Peter chapter 8. 1 Peter, the Bible says, my dear beloved people of God, chapter 1. This God Almighty, He is giving these gifts. joy unspeakable you want to give unto your life. Believe. Great God. Romans 5:5. Holy Spirit, bring the love on your heart so that your heart will speak through your tongue. John chapter 14, verse 20. You will also know that the whatever you ask the Father in the name of the Jesus, He will give you. You can ask it, Father. You can see the Jesus Christ face to face. It's all possible in your life only when you are able to talk to God directly. That's why I encourage you, receive this gift of the tongues in your life, my dear beloved people of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my dear precious people of God, these gifts are very, very, very important. These tongues, you can classify into five types. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10. This is the language spoken by the people. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. This is the language spoken by the angels. Psalm 78, verse 23 to 25, even. It talks about the same. Number 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. It is the language of the heaven. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. It is the prayer language of the Holy Spirit. Number 5, Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11 and 13. It is the language of the Lord because He speaks in the stammering lips through His people. That's why whosoever argue with you, whosoever talk about it, and whosoever angrily tells this all the tongues, I heard many people say, the people who talk in tongues is the devils are talking. Don't make any friendship with such kind of the people. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 24 and 25. Make no friendship with the angry man, with a furious man. Don't go with that man. Don't fall in the snare. I encourage you, these gifts powerfully from this day, God is going to operate through your life. Hallelujah. Believe it, this gift of the tongue is going to operate in your life for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus, I bless you all, my dear precious people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, God. Amen and amen and amen.